From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer Matt Cotrillo, fabulous news director Kevin Herr, a vice president of sales around here and one of the managers. He's now an official necktie in this place, so we appreciate everybody who's helping to keep us going these days. On the news line with us now, Linda Schlegel-Culver is here. She's the state representative in the 108th District, and she agreed to talk to us a couple of weeks ago about an event that is now canceled, but there's lots more to talk about, so she was kind enough to keep that appointment. So, Linda, Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver, thank you so much for calling in today.
Good morning.
What's being done on the state level? Tell us what's happening in Harrisburg and at your offices thanks to the coronavirus.
So, I mean, this is changing constantly, trying to keep up your emails and your texts as to what's evolving. So I know this has got to be very frustrating for the public at large because we're struggling to keep up with all the changes, with the virus. So, I mean, us in particular, we were in session on Monday. We swore in a new member on Monday, and then we proceeded to go down into caucus and decide how we could make preparations to vote remotely if that was going to be the case in the future. We were able to do that. So if we know we will be called back. We're on 12-hour call right now. I think we're waiting to see, the package that comes down from the federal government, see how it assists, people individually, businesses, and any other need that might arise, and then how do we fill in the gaps. And that's when you'll see us rise to action. I mean, we're already working at the committee level to try and address what we believe, from what we're hearing from our constituents, will be the issues. But we're going to have to work hand in hand with our federal government, our local governments, and our constituents.
What kind of unmet needs are likely to pop up at this time that you're anticipating?
We have real concerns for our small businesses. When you're cutting their business or making them shut down, and that can be anything from, a restaurant to a barber shop, to a beauty shop, to, our local fire company who has a restaurant / bar. I mean, that helps pay for their supplies. It helps pay for their ambulance. Their workers who supply food to their families, to themselves. So we're anticipating needs across the boards from one individual to a family, to multifamilies, and to the small business itself. We're worried that some will not be able to withstand this and won't be able to reopen. So I know we're working aggressively with our congressional delegation, our federal government to get some, packages from the Small Business Association. The Small Business Development Center at Bucknell University has been putting out information, and we're all working in tandem to make sure we're meeting needs. But I mean, the needs, honestly, you can't just define them, because every time I turn around, there's a new text or a new call or a new email coming in from somebody. And as a result of some of the changes that are being made, it's just you don't think of how all-encompassing these changes are. And one thing I can tell people, if something is impacting you, do not wait to reach out. Reach out immediately, because we have been able to make some good changes with some of the decisions the governor has made with that feedback. And they've been very responsive to us. The governor's office is getting back to us all day long as we call. We're getting stuff from them at 11 o'clock at night. So it's really important that we get that feedback constantly. One of the big issues is, as you know, our folks in the trucking industry are still having to work because they're stocking our shelves, kind of making sure we're fed and we're getting that toilet paper we're all after on the shelves. And the governor had made the decision to close the turnpike plazas and the rest stops. The problem is our truckers need to stop, sleep, stretch, relax, and they were having to pull along the highways. Through their outreach, we were able to get some of them back open, get some of the plazas open. They did make some changes to make sure people stayed away from each other, with the virus, but they were able to get some of the services that they needed.
What about daycares? We understand the regulations now keep many daycares closed. What's happening there to ease that issue?
So a couple of things. You know, if you're not a licensed daycare, you're not under that same, you know, the same thing that the governor pronounced. There's also a way that you can get a waiver. Some of our larger companies are, especially in the healthcare industry, are doing, you know, getting permission, not doing anything without permission, to do like small day camps. So it relieves the burden on their workers who are already stressed. You know, treating our most vulnerable right now at the hospitals. So we're coming up with creative ways. I know the United Way has been working on it as well with all of their partners, but there is a way that you could get a waiver, some very special circumstances, though we do have a few that are asking for that so they can provide some care. I think they make the amount of people you can care for a little smaller. They like, I mean, you know, we're around the same age groups. But some of our businesses are already responding, especially in healthcare, to make sure their workers can come to work with peace of mind that their children are being well cared for.
Is the school shutdown going to be 2 weeks only? Are you starting to get a sense of that as you monitor that? And I'm sure you're hearing from folks.
I mean, I don't get to make that decision. I would suspect we might be off a little longer. You know, you see the trend. Most of our universities and colleges are going to finishing the semester out online or extending the amount of time they want their students online. I think it'll have to, I think what determines it is how the next week and a half goes, as far as can we flatten this curve, how are our hospitals managing, and how sick is our population.
We're about a third of the way through the 2 weeks, and we've only had a couple of cases at, of course, a tertiary care center, which isn't precisely the same as having coronavirus in the general population. What do you think about this idea that it will have only been a two-week shutdown? Are we really looking at 3 weeks? The president started to talk about months and months of hunkering down. What's your view on that?
This is an unknown, so we're in new territory, and I don't know that we've ever had a response like this, and I know a lot of younger people are asking the question, have you ever experienced this before? I have not. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, this is
honestly,
our first virus.
I don't want to suggest, I don't want to, you know, ensue panic today, but I would say I think we're in this for the long haul. And even though you may not be a person that is affected or you're low risk, if you are exposed, there are a lot of people out there with immune deficiencies who are more susceptible with lung issues, with heart issues, with diabetes, and our senior population who, if you look at this now, they are our army of volunteers oftentimes comes from our senior population. And right now we're taking them out of commission. So it's evidence, you know, the value they put into our communities.
Will there be help for businesses and individuals, some sort of a tax break, reduce the income tax? Of course, the governor is going to give out money, the president's going to give out money. But is there going to be anything from Harrisburg by way of relief?
Well, like I said earlier, we're waiting to see what the federal government does, see how that looks, and then we're going to try and fill in any gaps that we see. We're still learning what the needs are going to be. We're going to do our very best to meet those needs. I mean, I have people calling me today that are being told they are going to be laid off who have never, ever missed a day of work or never been laid off in their lives, and it's going to impact their health care. So right now we're trying to figure all of that out. Again, I can't stress to you, I think the actions that they're having to take, the implications affect everybody to the smallest detail of their lives. And we're going to do our best to try and address all of those, but I can't stress enough, communication, staying calm, and helping each other out.
Anything else you'd like to tell us, perhaps a remark that wasn't prompted by one of my questions?
I think as we go forward, you'll see us get called back to session here shortly. We're looking right now at issues like the agricultural challenges they're facing right now, from, stocking the shelves to food pantries, to what happens when this is over and we have to reopen, you know, businesses that have been closed. We have a primary election looming upon us that decisions will have to be made about. There'll be all kinds of business challenges in our labor market. I mean, and just, you know, immediately right now we're trying to meet everybody's individual needs, but long term, we're going to be trying to recover from this, I think, for years. And the only way we're going to do that well is if we all work together.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your remarks. Please check in from time to time. Keep us up to date about these important topics. Everybody's curious as to really how the state will respond, because we know that there will be a positive response and some help on the way. Thank you so much, Representative Culver. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you.
State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver, Republican in the 108th District on the state response to coronavirus. You can hear all of her remarks at WDKOK.com.